请我们一同读几处的经文。
Let us together read a few passages from the scripture.
罗马书第一章第十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。好，我们再读彼得前书第一章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我们再请大家翻到路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
第九章。
Chapter 9,
23, 24节。
Verse 23 and 24.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. And he was saying to them all, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
哥林多前书
First Corinthians
第十一章
Chapter 11,
第一节
Verse 1,
我们一起读
Let's read it together.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ.
腓立比书
Philippians,
第四章
Chapter
4, 第十一节后半到十三节。
The second half of verse 11 through verse 13.
我们一起来。我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
For I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8.
我们从二十六节读到三十节。
Let's read verse 26 through 30.
我们还是先一起读中文。
We'll read the Chinese first.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。最后一处经文，我们请读英文。
Romans chapter 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And these whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And these whom he justified, he also glorified.
最后我们请大家翻到彼得前书,
Lastly, let's turn to 1 Peter
第5章第6节,
Chapter 5, verse 6.
我们一起来,
Let's read it together.
所以你们要自卑, 伏在神大能的手下,到了时候,他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
我们再有一点祷告。Let
us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主,我们满心的感谢赞美你。Dear
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise.
你再一次召聚我们聚集在你自己的脚前。
You have called us once again to gather before your feet.
主啊, 我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你因为神的恩典, 为我们每一个人尝了死味,
because of the grace of God, you have tasted death for each one of us.
你因着所受的苦难, 如今你进入荣耀中,
because of the suffering you have endured, you have now entered into glory.
主啊, 你把这救恩赏赐给我们,
Lord, you have given us this salvation.
你要引领我们进入你所得的荣耀中,
You will guide us to enter into the salvation you have received.
主，我们承认这条路是我们从来没有走过的。
Lord, we admit this path is one that we have never walked on.
也是我们不会走的。
And is one we do not know how to walk.
所以我们仰望你。
Therefore, we look to you.
让我们的眼目明亮。
To open our eyes.
能够看见你的自己。
To be able to see yourself.
我们仰望你。
We look to you.
愿你亲手的来牵引我们。
May you personally guide us.
主啊, 我们愿意跟随你。
Lord, we are willing to follow you.
我们把自己交在你的手中。
We give ourselves to you.
把今天下午这个聚会恭敬托在你的手中。
Lord, we respectfully give this gathering into your hands.
主啊, 向我们的心说话。
Lord, speak to our hearts.
握住我们。
Hold us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the name of our precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在罗马书第1章17节里面,
In Romans chapter 1 verse 17,
使徒保罗告诉我们说神的义今天在律法之外在他儿子的福音里面加给每一个相信的人。
Apostle Paul told us that the righteousness of God has been given to every man outside of law in the gospel.
这个义呢, 乃是本于信以至于信。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
是从信心出发的。
It starts with faith.
它的结局终点还是信心。
And its end, its result is still faith.
那么这个终点的信心到底是什么呢?
So what is the end point that is the faith?
或者我们应该先问呢, 这个出发的信心我们得着什么呢?
Or perhaps we should ask, what is the starting point of faith that
we have? 我们知道每一个蒙恩得救的人,
We know that every single one who is saved by grace.
就是我们被圣灵带到加略山巅来注视钉十字架的基督的人。
Those of us who've been brought by the Holy Spirit to Mount Calvary to look at crucifixion.
我们的心受感动,
our heart has been touched.
我们的人降卑下来,
our body are humbled.
我们承认他是我的主,
we admit that he is our Lord.
我们接受他做我们的救主,
we accept him to be our Savior.
神的义就要显明在我们身上,
and God's righteousness will be revealed on us.
我们重生得救了,
And then we are reborn.
就好像在以西结书36章里面讲到的,
Just as it is said in Ezekiel chapter 32.
神在我们身上做一个奇妙拯救的工作,
God has done an amazing work of salvation on us.
他把我们的石心除掉了。
He has removed our heart of stone.
换上了一个肉心。
And replaced it with a heart of flesh.
我们得着了一个新的心。
We have a new heart.
并且我们得着了一个新的灵。
And we have a new spirit.
在这个新的灵里面呢，神的灵就是他儿子耶稣基督的灵就住在我们的灵里面。
And in this new spirit, the spirit of God, the spirit of his son Jesus Christ lives within it.
这是我们第一个信所得着的。
And that is what we have received through our first.
在我们的灵里面，我们的灵已经与圣灵完全的联合了。
In our spirit is completely connected with the spirit of God.
这是我们救恩的起点。
And that is the beginning point of our salvation.
这个人与圣神的灵与圣灵联合的这个灵。
It is when our spirit is connected with the Holy Spirit.
在使徒保罗他的讲论里面告诉我们说，这是我们里面的人。
And Apostle Paul tells us that this is our inner man.
或者叫做 inward man, 或者 inner man.
Inner man or inward man.
我们是在里面的，我们人看不见的。
It is inside of us, we cannot see him.
它是在灵里面的，它是性质是属天的。
It is inside of our spirit, its nature is heavenly.
今天早晨我们分组交通的时候，
In our small group this morning,
我们那一组有一位弟兄问，
We have a brother in our group who asked,
他说今天早晨我们听见弟兄亲切恳切的话语。
We heard our dear brother's endearing words.
我们需要呢蒙拯救哈，脱离地的捆绑。
We need to be saved and to be freed from the boundaries of the earth of this world.
他的问题是我们怎么样能够脱离地的捆绑呢
？And his question was, how can we be freed from this world?
我们那一组就每一个人都有一点交通。
And then everyone in our group had a little bit of fellowship.
我在主面前也寻求，我们怎么可以脱离地的捆绑呢
？And I also searched before the Lord, how can we be freed from the bounds of this world?
我们没有重生得救以前。
Before we are reborn,
我们从里到外都是属地的。
From inside out, we belong to this world.
就是我们坐这个太空船呢，离开了地心的引力呢，我们自己这个人还是属地的。
Even if we ride in a spacecraft and leaves the hemisphere of the Earth, this person we still belong to the world.
不是，我们还是我们的性质就是地，就是土。
Our essence is earth.
所以太空人在天上呢，其实他是把地带到天上去了。
Therefore, the astronaut what they have done is to bring earth to heaven.
但是耶稣基督把天带到你和我的里面来。
But Lord Jesus Christ has brought heaven inside of you and me.
当我们重生得救的时候
，When we are saved again, when we are reborn and saved,
我们得着的这个新的生命。
When we receive this new life,
它是一个属天的生命。
This is a heavenly life.
它是一个属灵的生命。
It is a spiritual life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是极其宝贵的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
我曾经听过一个这样的比方。
I have once heard an analogy.
在美国呢，有一个农人。
In America, there was a farmer.
他在他的农庄上面呢，有一次他捡到一个鹰的雏鹰，一个小老鹰。
Oh, he found a baby eagle in his ranch.
所以他就很好心的把它捡回来呢，好好的照顾它。
And out of his good heart, he took it home to take care of it.
他的农场上面有很多的鸡，很多的小鸡。
And in his ranch, he has many little chickens.
当这个小鹰能够站起来的时候，他就把它放到跟他的鸡一起养。
And when the little eagle can stand up, he placed it with the little chicken to raise them together.
这就好像我们今天神的儿女们呢，我们里面是鹰的生命，是属天的。
It is just like us. We are children of God. Inside of us, we have this life of an eagle.
但是我们却住在地上。
But we live in this world.
我们周围呢，都像这小鸡一样。
Around us are all chickens.
所以我们就拼命模仿，要学小鸡一样。
Therefore, we try so hard to imitate the chickens around us.
小鸡怎样在那里看地呢？啄虫子，这个鹰也一直这样子生活。
And how the chicken goes around to find warm on earth, and that's what the eagle does as well.
所以等到它长大了，它所有的动作都像鸡一样。
So as the eagle grew up, every single one of its actions is like chicken.
但是它里面呢？却是一个属天的生命。
But inside of it, it has a heavenly life.
我们知道鸡通常都不飞的。
We know that chicken usually don't fly.
所以这一只长大的鹰呢，它也不飞。
Therefore, this grown-up eagle, it also doesn't fly.
这个农人有一天看了，就觉得心里很不是味道。
And as the farmer looked at it, he didn't feel right inside.
啊，所以他就把这个长大的幼鹰啊，啊，抱起来。
So he took up this eagle that has grown up.
他跟他说，你不是鸡啊。
And he said to it, you are not a chicken.
你是老鹰啊。
You're an eagle.
你应该飞啊。
You should fly.
这个鹰也不飞，他把它一丢呢，它还是掉地上了。
And the eagle doesn't fly, so the farmer throws it up and it falls to the ground.
还是赶快跑去跟这些鸡在一起，在那里啄地上的虫子。
And it hurries to the group of chickens and picks up the worm on the earth, from the earth.
这个农人呢，回去思想啊。
And the farmer went back to think.
他也去找资料。
And he went to do some research.
他看见有人讲说，如果这个鹰呢，眼睛呢，对准太阳的话。
And then he saw that if the eagle, if its eyes are towards the sun,
如果那个阳光照在它的眼球里面，你把它放了，它就会往上飞的。
And if the sun shines into its eyes, and then if you place it that way, then it will fly.
所以这个农人又抱起那个鹰来。
And then the farmer again takes up the
eagle
and raises it up high.
对着这个太阳。
Towards the sun.
啊，这个鹰头还一直看地上，看它的同伴。
And the eagle continues to turn its head backwards to look at its companion, the chickens on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天在地上的生活。
Brothers and sisters, that is our life on earth.
我们常常看世人怎么样。
We often look at the people of this world.
看宗教的环境怎么样。
We look at the religious environment.
我们不知道在我们里面有一个神圣尊贵属天的生命。
We do not know that inside of us there is a holy life that is heavenly.
但是这个农人呢，他就非常执着地把这个鹰对着太阳。
But this farmer very stubbornly raised up this eagle towards the sun.
他说你是鹰啊，你该飞啊。
And he said, "You're an eagle, fly."
当那个阳光呢，照在这个鹰的眼球里面的时候。
When the sun shines into the eyeball of the eagle.
忽然好像他醒过来了。
All of a sudden, it seems to wake up.
他把他手一放呢，他就开始扑他的翅膀。
And as soon as the farmer let go, the eagle flapped its wings.
一扑他翅膀，他开始上升了。
And as soon as it flapped its wings, it started to rise up.
那碰见热气流的时候，它更上升了。
And when it touches the warm hemisphere, it flies even higher.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，你我得救的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when you and I were saved,
圣灵就住在你我的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit lives within our spirit.
我们里面的人是属天的。
Our inward man is heavenly.
里面的人是属灵的。
Our inward man is spiritual.
是尊贵的。
It is holy, it is royal.
是基督得胜得荣耀所赏赐下来的圣灵住在你我的里面。
It is the Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus Christ has given to us that lives within us.
但是在我们经历里面
But in our experience,
我们常常被一个东西拉下来。
We're often dragged down.
啊，保罗称那个叫做外面的人。
Apostle Paul calls that the outward man.
啊，叫做我们肢体中有一个律。
It says that in our part, in our body, there's a wall.
主耶稣的救恩是本于信以至于信。
Therefore, he says the faith of Lord Jesus Christ is from faith to faith.
那第二个信，在希伯来书彼得解释说呢，信心有一个终点，有一个结局。
And the second faith, Apostle Paul explains in Hebrews that the faith has an endpoint.
对不起，彼得前书。
In 1 Peter, he explains that the faith has an outcome, has an endpoint.
啊，就是 the end of our faith 啊，是魂的救恩。
The end of our faith is the salvation of our soul.
我们第二个信达到的那个终点，乃是我们的魂蒙拯救了。
The second faith, the outcome of that is that the outcome of the faith is the salvation of our souls.
啊，从昨天到今天，有好多弟兄姊妹来问我。
From yesterday to today, many brothers and sisters came to ask me.
他说呢，你昨天好像只讲了一半。
And they said, it seems that yesterday you only explained half of it.
到底我们怎么样来学十字架的功课
？Exactly how do we learn the lessons of the cross?
我们昨天只把十字架是来对付、来拯救我们这个魂，它的原则说了一下。
Yesterday we only talked about the principle of how cross is to save our soul.
这一般人讲的就是我们交通于基督的十字架。
And that is what people say, the fellowship of with the cross.
十字架不仅是客观的真理，使我得着那个地位。
The cross is not only an objective truth,
position
for me to receive the truth.
并且呢，我要接受它进来。
but I have to receive it.
让它在我的魂生命里面做工。
So that it can work in my soul.
好叫我能够达到这个信心的那个果效，就是魂的救恩。
So that I can reach the purpose of that salvation, and that is the salvation of the soul.
我们知道有很多爱神的儿女们。
We know that there are many children who love.
很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Many brothers and sisters who love.
在这个点上很认真。
That they're very serious about the.
但是我先要说明一下。
But first, I have to explain.
十字架来拯救我们的魂。
The cross to save our soul.
做工在我们的生命的里面。
To work in our life.
并不是来抹杀或者是消灭我们的魂。
It is not to annihilate or destroy our soul.
今天很多人以为呢，我们心思空白。我大概就比较圣洁。
Many people think that if my mind is blank and empty, then perhaps I'm more spiritual.
我没有表情，大概我就脱开我的情感。
If I am expressionless, then I am freed from my emotions.
所以今天很多呢，很认真的弟兄姊妹呢，脸上都没有表情的。
Therefore, today many brothers and sisters who are serious, they have no expression on their
face. 我们的主在肉身中不是这样。
Our Lord Jesus in flesh was not like that.
他与喜乐的人能够同乐。
With the joyful people, he can be joyful.
他与哀哭的人能够同哭。
With the sorrowful people, he can cry with them.
主耶稣被圣灵感动，他也欢乐起来。
When Lord Jesus Christ was touched by the Holy Spirit, he can be joyful.
也有的人认为呢，我消极被动了，我就是降服。
And some people believe that if I am passive, and then I am submissive.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这是我们对于十字架的道路十字架工作错误的领会。
Brothers and sisters, this is a misunderstanding for the work of the cross.
并且这种错误呢，也正是今天很多宗教的做法。
And this kind of mistake is what religions do.
那么十字架对付我们的魂呢？
When the cross deals with our soul,
它也不是来压抑我们的魂。
It is not to suppress our soul.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们的魂呢，好像一个气球一样。
Brothers and sisters, our soul is like a balloon.
如果你这边加压力，它就从那边呢。就胀出去了。
If you press it from this side, it will expand on the other side.
所以有人告诉我们说，我们千万不能走这种的路。
Therefore, others tell us that we cannot walk on this path.
因为压抑自己的魂会产生很大的难处的。
Because suppressing one's own soul will create much difficulties.
因为人的本性就在人的魂里面。
Because the essence of man is inside the soul.
若是压抑人的魂呢，就是压抑人性。
If you suppress the soul, then it is you're suppressing the human nature.
你在这个点上压抑呢，它从那个点上出来的时候，变得很可怕。
When you press it from this side, it will expand on the other side, and other side, and it may become
a
terrible thing.
我不需要去举例子。
I don't have to give you examples.
今天在地上许多的宗教界，他们用这种方法。
Today in this world, many religions use this method.
不能结婚，用禁欲的方法。
You cannot be married.
不能吃什么，不能做什么。
You cannot eat this and you cannot do that.
你看见里面充满了许许多多的难处和虚伪。
You see that there are many hypocrisies and difficulties in it.
十字架来拯救我们的魂。
The cross has come to save our soul.
它到底是做什么呢？
But what does it do?
乃是呢，因着我们信。我们从主耶稣基督得着一个全新的生命。
It is through our faith that we receive a brand new life from Jesus.
得着了另外一个完全不是属地的生命。
We've received a life that completely does not belong to earth.
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
And we need the Lord to open our eyes.
看见了主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
To see that when Lord Jesus was on the cross.
把每一个相信他的人。
It has taken every single believer.
都带到他的里面与他一同钉死。
And he brought every single believer onto the cross to be nailed there with him.
我们的主的死是完全的死。
The death of our Lord is a complete death.
所以我们与他一同死呢，我们的整个人都与他联合一同死了。
And when we die with him, our entire person is connected with him and died with him.
我们的魂生命在基督的死里面呢，也受了致命的一击，也死了。
And our soul has also died in Jesus Christ.
使得若是我们今天接受基督的十字架做工在我们身上。
And death is when we receive the work of Lord Jesus Christ onto us.
就使我们的魂生命呢被对付。
So that our soul is dealt with.
我们就不再照着自己的能力在我们的魂生命里面来自己做主。
And we do not act according to our own ability in our soul to do the work.
所以呢，十字架对付我们的魂
Therefore, when the cross deals with our soul,
它的意义乃是我们的魂的自主和能力被对付掉。
That is to say, the meaning is that the independence and the ability of our soul has been dealt with.
我们第一天曾经讲到, 人离开神独立, 那就是罪。
The first day we said that when man turns away from God and want to be independent, that
而且那个罪呢, 是本质性的罪,
and that is the essence of the sin.
是根源性的罪,
it is the source of sin.
所有其他的难处都是从这个罪出来的。
All of the other difficulties come from that sin.
那么主耶稣的十字架在我们魂里面就对付这个东西。
And the cross of Lord Jesus Christ in our soul deals with that.
就是把我们魂里面那些不服在神之下的一切事物,
it is to take all things that do not submit under Jesus Christ.
不依靠神而单独行动的各种情况都把它制服下来降服在神的手中。
It is to surrender and to be submissive of all the things that do not rely on Jesus Christ.
这个呢, 在以往神的仆人们他们讲, 这个叫做外面的人被破碎。
And usually the servants of our Lord would say that it is to say that our man has been broken.
他们称了,
it is to say that our man has been taken apart.
我再讲,
let me say it again. It is not that we no longer have a soul.
我们知道今天很多人害怕的时候就是好像没有魂的人一样。
We know that many people,
不是这个样子。
When they're afraid, they act as if they have no soul. But Christians are not like that.
十字架有它消极的一面, 是拆毁。
The cross has its passive side.
是制服,
it is to take apart. It is to make submissive.
啊, 是破碎,
it is to be broken.
那个是什么呢? 把我们的个性, 我们的记忆, 把它对付了。
It is to take our personality. It is to take ourself and to deal with it.
它还有积极的一面,
but it also has a positive and active
那个乃是赐予,
part. It is to build up.
就是呢, 把基督的性格,
and it is to build the character of Christ on us.
我们这个人呢, 能够流露基督的性情和性格,
so that we can flow out the character and attributes of Christ.
啊, 这个乃是十字架对付我们的魂,
and that is the cross dealing with our soul.
那么主耶稣呼召他的门徒们起来呢, 舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
Jesus had called his disciples to carry the cross and follow him.
我们知道这需要人爱慕他。
We know that this requires that men desire after him.
如果我们不从受死的基督身上看见他的美丽,
if we do not see the beauty from the death of Christ,
我们只看见他的痛苦,他的羞辱,
if we only see his suffering, his humiliation,
没有一个人愿意起来像耶稣的。
Then no one is willing to follow Christ.
只有当圣灵开我们的眼睛,
but only when the Holy Spirit opens our
当圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们的里面,
eyes, and when the Holy Spirit pours out its love on us,
让我们看见我们的主, 他在十字架上不仅是悲惨, 更是荣耀。
Then we see that our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is not only grief, but it is also glory.
那个完美的人性从他的受苦中间显出来。
Then the perfect character flows out from his suffering.
那个完全无罪, 完全完美的人性, human nature.
The perfect human nature without any blemish flows out.
只有神的儿子有的那个人性,
it is the human nature that only the Son of God has.
向我们展现出来,
it is revealed to us.
主若是开我们眼睛, 看到一瞥,
If the Lord opens our eyes and we can just have a one glance,
我相信没有一个人不被折服,
then I will believe that not one person will not be submitted.
请原谅我讲一点我自己。
Please forgive me for speaking a little bit about myself.
我的父母亲是湖南人。
My parents come from Hunan.
我们知道中国的湖南啊, 出军人,
we know that Hunan in China, many military men come from that area.
而且吃辣椒的,
and they eat very spicy food.
脾气都很倔强, 很刚硬的,
and they have very stubborn temper.
常常我以前小时候淘气, 我母亲说, 你真是骡子啊, 湖南人生的湖南人。
And my parents, whenever I become angry when I was little, my parents would say, you're truly someone from Hunan.
所以要我们能够服下来, 很难啊。
So it is very difficult for us to be submissive.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 但是在我大学二年级的夏天,
but brothers and sisters, the sophomore year of my college,
主把我带到他的十字架底下,
Lord Jesus brought me underneath his cross. And there I saw his infinite glory, his infinite beauty, and his infinite grief. And then I can no longer stand. I was grabbed, he grabbed a hold of me.
弟兄姊妹们, 人若要跟从主, 若是主不把他自己启示给我们, 我们跟不远的。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to follow him and he does not reveal himself to us, then we cannot follow him.
所以主讲第一个, 人若要起来跟从我, come after me.
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, if anyone who wants to come after me,
我们知道在新约时代, 很多人跟着主的。
We know that in the time of the in the New Testament, many people follow Jesus.
有的人呢, 是因为吃饼得饱, 所以来跟着主了。
Many some people it was because they were fed bread.
有的人盼望了主怎样赶鬼, 他也能够怎样赶鬼。
Others were hoping that how the Lord was able to chase away the devil that he can do the same.
主怎样讲道, 他也能够怎样讲道。
How the Lord preached that how he can preach the same way.
但是主在这里说的, 不是为着这些缘故来跟他。
But what the Lord is saying here, it is not to follow him for these reasons.
而是你看见了他的荣美。
But it is because that you see his glorious beauty.
我们就情不自禁地说,
And then we cannot help ourselves but to say that you're the first among all people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters, for us to follow him.
这样我们就背起自己的十字架。
And then we can carry our own cross.
在路加福音这一段和马太福音的几乎是完全一样的话。
In Luke and in Matthew, we have almost identical verses.
只差了一个字。
There's only one word that is different.
在英文里面就是 daily.
In English, it's the word daily.
在中文就天天。
It's the word daily.
所以我们看见了，在马太福音是讲到那个原则。
We see in Matthew, it talks about the principle.
到了路加福音讲到实行。
And in Luke, it talks about the actual execution.
我们不是今天背一下呢，那么太累了，我们休息十天。
It is not that we carry it for one day and we're too tired and then we rest for 10 more days.
但是这确实是我们的经历。
But that actually is our experience.
就是跟主说, 主啊, 请个假吧。 But, 我在公司都有两个礼拜假的。
Sometimes we say to the Lord, Lord, can I take some time off? I have 2 weeks of vacation even at my workplace.
弟兄姊妹, 这是不是我们每一个神儿女们的经历呢?
Brothers and sisters, is this the experience we
但是主体贴我们。
Have? But our Lord is gracious to us. He loves us.
主告诉我们说, 我们要天天舍, 天天背。
And the Lord tells us that every day we have to carry the cross.
这天天就告诉我们说, 它是一个学习的过程。
The daily tells us that it's a learning process.
我们要如何来学十字架的功课。
How do we learn the lessons of the cross?
世界上的人有时候啊, 也说我们给他一个功课学。
Men of this world, sometimes we would also say, let's give him a lesson to learn.
比如像, 以前的中国去打过越南,
Before China had attacked Vietnam.
就是在1975年之后, 中国跟越南打了一次仗。
It was after 1975, China and Vietnam had a war.
那时候我已经在美国了, 我读这个美国的Time杂志。
At that time, I was already in America, and I was reading the Time magazine.
这个时代杂志说, 中国只是要给越南一个 lesson, 给他们一个功课。
And the Time magazine was saying that China just wanted to teach Vietnam a lesson.
教训。
To discipline them a bit.
所以今天很多神的儿女们也讲哈，我们要学功课。
Today, children of God also say we must learn lessons.
有时教会年长弟兄姊妹非常爱护年轻弟兄姊妹，就给他一个功课学。
And sometimes the elderly in the church would very much love the young people and give them some lessons to learn.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若是我们学十字架的功课，
Brothers and sisters, if we're learning the lessons of the cross,
它的意义到底指着什么说的呢？
Then what is its meaning?
就是我们来学基督。
And that is, we are learning Christ.
我们因着看见他，我爱慕他，我盼望能够像他。
It is when we see him and we desire after him, then we hope to be able to imitate him.
而不是照我自己的里面，我能够像他。
It is not that inside of me that I can be like him.
而是他已经借着圣灵住在我的里面。
But it is that through the Holy Spirit, he already lives in me.
我要让他从我身上活出来。
That I have to let him live out of me.
这个叫做学基督。
And that is called learning Christ.
所以使徒保罗说, 你们该效法我, 像我效法基督一样。
And therefore, Apostle Paul says, you should imitate me as I imitate Christ.
可惜今天很多人效法保罗怎么做工。
But unfortunately, many people imitate how Paul works or worked.
但是他们没有效法保罗怎么学基督。
But they did not imitate how Paul imitated Christ.
我们要学习在地上啊, 让主从我身上活出来。
We must learn how to let Christ live out of us.
那么我们学基督啊, 学十架功课的基本态度。
The basic attitude we must have as we learn the lessons of the cross.
我们来跟从主，就是把自己先交在主的手中。
Then as we come to follow the Lord, we must first give ourselves into His hands.
认真讲起来啊, 我们在地上的一生啊,
strictly speaking, our entire life in the world
应该都是一个学习。
Should be a learning.
我们今天所谓的侍奉。
Today, what we call service.
我们看起来好像是被主用。
It looks as if we're being used by the Lord.
实际上也是一个学习。
But actually, it is also learning.
真实的侍奉是从勇士里面开始的。
The true service begins with eternity.
啊, 亲爱弟兄姊妹们, 所以今天呢, 我们要学会把自己交在主的手中。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we must learn how to hand ourselves to the Lord.
那么十字架的功课是谁来给我们安排呢?
So who arranges the lessons of the Holy
Spirit? 在这个学校里面呢, 只开一门课。
In this school, there is only one class.
啊, 有一位侍奉主的仆人讲, 这一门课, 老师就是教材。
And some people say that in this class, the teacher is the teaching material.
啊, 因为呢, 基督就是我们的老师。
Because Christ is our teacher.
基督也是我们所要学的那个subject。
And Christ is
那个课程。
And Christ is also the subject we are learning.
那么在实际的实行中间, 我们怎么样来学十架的功课呢?
And in actual practice, how do we learn the lessons of the cross?
在罗马书第八章里面,
in Romans chapter 8,
使徒保罗讲到我们的一个软弱,
Apostle Paul talks about a weakness.
啊, 他说呢, 我们原不知道该怎么祷告。
He said that we do not know how to pray.
我们想呢, 保罗, 你是一个, 侍奉主的人, 你还不会祷告吗?
And we think, Paul, you're someone, you're a servant of the Lord. How can you not know how to pray?
你的祷告不是还记在圣经里面吗?
Haven't we even recorded your prayers in the scripture?
但是我们相信啊, 保罗这是一个很诚实的话语。
But we believe that Paul's being very honest here.
我们有的时候在一个环境的里面,
many times in an environment,
碰到一些事情,
we encounter certain things.
我们为着这个事情在主面前祷告。
And for that particular circumstance, we pray before the Lord.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if brothers and sisters would have this experience.
祷告一个月没有结果。
After praying for a month, there is no result.
祷告一年也没有结果。
After praying for a year, there is no result.
祷告十年可能也没有结果。
And after praying for 10 years, there is no
result. 你可能就会怀疑主啊, 是你不听祷告还是我祷告错了。
And you start to doubt, Lord, is it that you're not listening to my prayer or am I not praying correctly?
我们到一个程度啊, 我们真要承认, 我们有一个软弱, 我不会祷告。
To a point that we must admit we have a weakness and we do not know how to pray.
我们可以照着圣经的, 从创世纪祷告到启示录。
We can pray according to the scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
但是我们祷告没有击中那个要害。
But our prayer has not struck that key point.
但是保罗说没有关系。
But Paul said it's okay.
圣灵他爱我们。
But the Holy Spirit loves us.
他来帮助我们。
He comes to help us.
他来为我们用说不出来的叹息祷告。
And he intercedes for us with a groaning too deep for words.
弟兄姊妹们, 当圣灵开我们眼睛, 看见这个事实的时候,
when the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see this fact,
叫我们得着何等大的扶持。
To what great help we have received.
今天不仅主耶稣在天上为我们代祷,
not only Lord Jesus Christ is praying for us in heaven.
圣灵今天在我们里面, 也在用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit also in us is praying for us with groaning too deep for words.
照着我们该求的来向父神求。
It is to ask the Heavenly Father things that we should be asking.
就是呢, 神在我们身上的旨意是什么?
And that is, what is the will of God on us?
但是有一件事保罗说, 我们每一个人都应该知道的。
But Paul said, there's one thing that we should all know.
他说就是万事都互相效力。
And that is all things work together.
我个人相信。
I personally believe.
在这个万事背后是神的灵。
I believe that behind these all things is the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us been
saved by grace. 我们生命需要成长。
Our life needs to grow.
神把我们交给谁来教养我们呢？
So who has the Lord handed us to teach us?
我们知道我们每一个人都有一个天使做服役的灵了，来服侍我们，对不对？
We know that we all have an angel who is serving us.
但是呢，神没有把我们交给天使。
But the Lord has not handed us over to the angel.
因为天使没有人性。
Because angel does not have the human nature.
他很有能力。
He has great power.
如果他看你不顺眼了，可能你我都不在了。
Maybe when the angel sees us do something he doesn't like, you and I will no longer be
here. 或者他给我们一点功课呢，我们就没有路走了。
And if the angel gives us some lesson, then we have no way to walk.
不，神把我们呢每一个蒙拯救的儿女交给神圣灵。
No, Lord has given each one of us who have been saved to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵被称作基督的灵。
The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Christ.
我们的主在地上曾经为人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was in flesh in this world.
他在凡事上面都受试探。
And he was tempted in all things.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
He can understand our weaknesses.
他能够搭救我们。我们用信心来投靠他的时候，他能搭救我。
He can save us when we go to him through faith.
圣灵来教养我们。
And the Holy Spirit is raising us.
这个教养呢，在英文里面有一个名词，中文把它翻作呢，圣灵的管制。
And in English, there's a word which is translated to the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的管制哈，就是他来安排万事。
And the disciplining of the Holy Spirit is that it arranges all things.
他来调度一切。
It commands all things.
当时我们蒙恩得救了。我们就知道，在我未出母腹以前，神就认识我了。
After we're saved by grace, we know that the Lord has known us ever since we were in the mother's womb.
神早就把我们分别了，安排了。
God has already separated us.
但是圣灵呢，要真正能够来教养我们呢，是我们重生得救开始。
But in order for the Holy Spirit to teach us, that begins with our salvation.
以往他只能在背后，在暗中的。
In the past, it can only work in behind the scenes.
但是因着我们现在接受了耶稣基督。
But because now we have accepted Jesus Christ.
承认他是主。
Admit that he is the Lord.
所以父就把这个教养的责任呢交在圣灵的手中。
And then the Father now gives the responsibility of the disciplining to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵呢就在我们一生中的每一个时刻、每一个遭遇、每一个环境的里面。
And then the Holy Spirit is in every circumstance that we encounter in life.
来安排和调度。
It is there to arrange and to command.
所以使徒保罗说的万事都互相效力。
And therefore Apostle Paul says all things work together for good.
这个万事就是所有的事情。
And this is all things.
没有一个例外。
There's no exception.
没有一个偶然。
There's no coincidence.
更没有一个意外。
And there is no accident.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天很多世上的人说这个是 accident.
Today, people of this world will say this is an accident.
神的儿女们，求主开我们的眼睛。
As children of God, we hope the Lord will open our eyes.
你我的身上不会有 accident.
On you and I, there are no accidents.
因为神爱我们。
Because the Lord loves us.
他为着要使我们长大成人，像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
He wants us to grow up to be like his son, Jesus Christ.
他把我们交在圣灵的手中。
He has handed us to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的管制，他的教养管，就是神的手。
The disciplining of the Holy Spirit is the hand of God.
一个人肯把自己献上，跟随耶稣基督，圣灵就得着完全的自由。在我们身上做工。
When someone is willing to offer himself up into the hand of Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit has full freedom to discipline us.
他安排环境。
He has arranged the circumstances.
在每一样事情上面来教导我们。
To teach us on all things.
所以我们每一个蒙恩得救的人就成了神手中的工作。
And then each one of us who are saved through grace, we become the work in God's hand.
就是今天所谓的主的工人
更应该是神手中的工作。
And those of us who are workers of God, they should be even more be the work of God's hand.
今天很多时候神还没有在我们身上做工，我们就去为神做工了。
And many times today, God has not even done any work on us, and we begin to work for God.
结果做出来的工啊，将来可能都是徒然的。
But in the future, these work may all be done in vain.
我们需要让神的手在我们身上制作我们。
We need to have the hands of God do the work of molding on us.
圣灵在我们身上管制呢，分两方面。
There are two aspects of the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
第一方面就是他安排我们人生的遭遇和环境。
On one hand, it arranges the things that we encounter in life.
这包含了你生在哪一个人的家里面。
This includes which family you're born into.
甚至你长多高都是主安排的。
And even how tall you are, that is arranged by the Lord.
我小的时候个子很小。
When I was young, I was very little.
我连读高中的时候，最近碰到我以前一个同学，他说你怎么现在不一样了？
When I was in high, I met someone from my high school who said, "How come you look different now?"
我说对呀，我读高中的时候像小学六年级一样，对不对？
I said, "When I was in high school, I looked like I was in sixth grade."
那个时候我对主实在很有问题。
At that time, I truly had issues with the Lord. I would say, "Lord, this is unfair."
弟兄姊妹们，每一件事。都在圣灵的管制的底下。
Brothers and sisters, everything is under the control of the Holy Spirit.
他安排外面一切的环境，我们会遇见，我们会住在哪里，会做什么工作，会遇见什么样的人。
He arranges all things we encounter, where we live, what work we do, what people we meet.
而这一切都对你和我是有益处的。
And all of these things are for the benefit of you and I.
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛，看见那个益处。
You and I need to ask. We need to ask the Lord to open our eyes to see that benefit.
那个益处呢，是叫我们被磨成他儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And that benefit is for us to be molded into the image of His Son Jesus Christ.
这是外面的环境。
And that is the outside environment.
里面还有圣灵的管制，还有另外一面。
And then the other aspect of the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
就是在我们的里面的教导。
And that is the teaching inside of us.
今天早晨我们的弟兄呢？给我们用保罗做了很好的说明。
This morning, our brother gave us a great explanation about Apostle Paul.
在英文呢，这一个管教哈 ，discipline 这个字。
In English, the word discipline.
它是指着一个过程、一个方式说的。
It points to a method, a process.
就是教养中间呢，它是一个过程。
That in the process, it is a teaching process.
而且这个教养它有一个方式的。
And this teaching, it has a method.
它里面包含了很多的意义。
In it, it has many meanings.
第一个就是，当我们遇见环境，我们肯到主面前去寻求的时候。
And the first is that when we are in that circumstance, when we are willing to seek before the Lord.
圣灵的管教在我们里面，它要指示我们。
And the Holy Spirit, the disciplining of the Holy Spirit inside of us will instruct us.
第二个哈，它不仅指示我们该如何行。
And second, not only does it instruct us what to do.
有的时候我们听见了，但我们不明白意思，我们就问为什么。
And many times when we hear but we don't understand, and we ask why.
再到主的面前呢，主会教导我们。
And then we go before the Lord again, and He will teach us.
他要解释。
He will explain.
不仅如此。
Not only.
有时候这个功课一次学不好。
Sometimes when you cannot learn this lesson once.
那么主就一再的把这个功课给我们。
And then the Lord will continuously give us this.
这个叫做训练我们。
And that is to train us.
就好像呢，我们看见有些年轻的家庭。
And that is when we see some young families.
小的时候是父母亲给孩子刷牙的。
When the kids are little, the parents would brush their teeth for them.
等到孩子小手能够抓住小牙刷了。
When the kid's hand can actually grab the toothbrush.
那么这个母亲就抓着孩子的手，教他怎么刷。
And then the mother would grab the kid's hand and teach him how to brush.
不是一天就会了。
And it's not something you learn in one day.
甚至有时候要抓半年，有时候抓一年。
Sometimes you have to hold the hand for half a year, maybe even a year.
圣灵在我们身上的教养。
And that is the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
直到我们呢养成了好的习惯。
It knows that when we form the good habits.
是一个属天的习惯。
When it is a heavenly habit,
这个属天的习惯呢，是透过属天的生命里面培养出来的。
And this heavenly habit has been born out of heavenly ways.
它变成我们的心思了。
It becomes part of our mind.
变成我们这个人肉身的生活了。
It becomes part of our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这是圣灵的教养。
Brothers and sisters, this is the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们碰见一些事情,
many times we encounter certain things.
我们几次学还学不会。
We learned it many times and we still don't learn it.
并且我们还照着自己的意思做。
And we still do it according to our own will.
那么主这管教里面就一个叫做修正。
And then in the disciplining of the Holy Spirit, there's correction.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你在人生中被主这样做过。
I don't know if this has happened to you in your life.
我实在渴慕在自己身上看见主做这样的事。
I truly desire to see this on myself.
但是呢, 常常主坐在我们身上的时候,
but oftentimes when the Lord does this work on us,
我们心里面是很难受的。
We feel bad inside.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是这个对我们是有益处的。
But brothers and sisters, this is for our benefit.
若是不能修正的话,
if we cannot be corrected,
那么主这管教呢, 在我们身上就是责罚。
And then he will chasten us.
他就安排环境, 有时候叫我们这个人里面呢, 受击打。
And then he will arrange circumstances for us to be chastened inside.
教我们受管教。
So that we can be disciplined.
我们回到主的面前。
So we return to God.
我们服下来, 他向我们说话, 光照我们,
when we prostrate before him and his light shines upon us, then we'll be saved.
我们蒙拯救, 我们依靠他, 降服下来。
And when we are saved, we rely on him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们才学到功课。
And then we learned the lesson.
所以使徒保罗到了腓立比书, 他告诉弟兄姊妹说, 我现在学会了。
Therefore, Apostle Paul in Philippians said, I have learned.
我们弟兄告诉我们说, 那时候他是, 属灵生命里面的第二时期的阶段, 尾声了。
Our brother tells us that this is towards the end of the second part of his spiritual life.
使徒保罗学了22年了。
Apostle Paul had learned it for 22 years. Brothers and sisters, you and I perhaps have been saved for more than 20 years. Can we say like Paul that we have learned? I often feel ashamed when I go before the Lord. Sometimes I take a piece of paper and I write down before the Lord what lessons have I learned, and I don't have many.
弟兄姊妹,你学了几个功课?
Brothers and sisters, how many lessons have you learned? We have to be serious.
以往我听说呢, 早期有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹,
in the early days, there are some brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们每个礼拜要把这个学的功课交笔记交给年长弟兄看。
They have to every week write down what they have learned and give it to the elderly brothers and sisters to examine.
还要做见证,
and they have to testify.
弟兄姊妹们, 这样生命就长进。
Brothers and sisters, this way the life would grow.
有时从早上醒来, 你就开始可以学功课了。
Sometimes as soon as you wake up in the morning, you start to learn.
你怎么讲第一句话的?
How do you say your first word?
你我生活里面呢, 碰到不如意的事情, 我们怎么反应的?
When you and I encounter things we do not like in life, how do we react?
弟兄姊妹们, 这些都是圣灵的管教。
Brothers and sisters, these are all disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
我要讲一点点我学的功课。
I want to share with you a little bit about the lessons I have learned.
我在台湾服兵役的时候,
when I was serving in the military in Taiwan,
我跟主说主啊, 我是一个身体很软弱的人。
I said to the Lord, Lord, I am physically very weak.
动作又很缓慢。
I'm very slow.
做什么都比别人慢, 不是半拍慢, 好几拍。
When I do things, I'm not just a little bit, I'm much slower than others.
我跟主说, 我需要你帮助我。
I said to the Lord, I need you to help me.
那么呢, 我说主啊, 最好啊, 我同桌这个同学是一个很认真很快的人, 那么他就可以帮我了。
And then I said, perhaps if this person who's sitting with me at the same desk, if he's a very serious and very fast person, then he can help me.
结果主安排一个比我还瘦还小的人。
But then the Lord arranged someone who is even smaller and skinnier than me.
我们一认识了, 他是另外一个大学来的, 哈, 我们两个变成好朋友, 诶, 他讲他也是基督徒, 我很高兴。
And we got to know each other, and he's from another college, and he told me that he's also a Christian, and I was very happy.
我想基督徒啊, 在英文来讲是 accountable, 啊, 是可靠的。
And I thought it, a Christian is a very accountable person, dependable person.
所以我说, 主啊, 感谢你。
And I said, Lord, thank you. Even though he's so little, it's okay.
有一次我们就一起被安排出公差。
And one time we were together going on a business trip.
不是一个 duty.
Oh, we were going on duty together.
是什么呢？ 就是中午别人吃午饭的时候，我们去挖煤，啊，这个烧饭的火房啊，需要煤炭。
And that is during lunchtime, we were assigned to go dig coal.
啊，那天气热的不得了。
And the weather was very hot.
一出去全身就湿透了。
And as soon as you step outside, you are sweating.
那么班长就说，你们把这个煤挖好，等一下就可以进去吃饭。
And then the head of our class said, as soon as you finish digging the coal, then you can go back inside to eat.
他就进去吃饭。
And he went inside to eat.
所以没有人 supervise 我们。
So there's no one to supervise us.
我们挖了几车了，我这个同学哈。 他就说，为公家干事哈，马马虎虎就可以了。So
we dug a few carts of coal, and then my friend said, since we're working for the government, we don't have to be very serious.
你知道，这在美国也是，就是我们姊妹翻译的哈。It's good enough for government. 我们这么挖了几车已经够了，所以他就到树荫底下坐着，反正班长没来嘛。
And we dug a few carts, and he said it's enough. So he went to sat down underneath the tree shade, and there was no one to supervise us.
那个时候啊，我自己从小受的教养说我不能这样。
And then from the teachings that I've learned since I was little, it told me that I cannot do this.
所以我自己还在那里挖。
So I continue to dig.
一边挖的时候，心里就定他罪。
And as I was digging, I was judging, I was convicting of his sin. Inside of me, and I was telling the Lord.
哇，你看他什么基督徒
？And I said to the Lord, look what kind of Christian he is.
结果我这么告状呢，越告心里面越不平安。
And then as I was telling the Lord, the more I was telling the Lord, the more I felt it was unfair.
主就问我说，那你是什么样基督徒呢
？And then the Lord asked me, what kind of Christian are you？
我想我是告状的基督徒。
And then I thought, I'm the kind of Christian who tell on others.
立刻整个人服下来。
And then all of a sudden, you humble down.
主在里面在说话。
The Lord is speaking inside of you.
他说你服侍人呢，要像服侍主一样。
And the Lord said to me, you should serve others as you serve the Lord.
我就跟主说，主好。
And then I said to the Lord, all right.
忽然之间好像整个人都清凉下来了，很有力气，就拼命挖。
And then all of a sudden, I felt like I was cooled down, and then I continued to dig.
所以等那个班长来，他说你超额工作了。<laughs> And
then when the head of our class came, and he said, you dug too much.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，圣灵在每一个点上面要教我们。So
brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit teaches us on every point.
所以以后再碰到这个同学，他做事情啊，我要帮他的时候，我也不定他罪。
So then later, when I have to help this classmate, when I help him, I no longer judge him or convict him of his sin.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵不仅安排外面的环境。
The Holy Spirit does not only arrange the environment on the outside.
若是我们爱主，我们肯到主面前，把这个环境告诉主。
If we love the Lord and we're willing to go before the Lord to tell him of the environment.
问主说，这是什么功课？
To ask him, what is the lesson?
主啊，如果你在这里，你会怎么做？
And we ask the Lord, if you're here, then what would you do?
因为我要学你。
Because I want to be like you.
我要让你从我活出来。
I want you to be lived out of me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就得着他的指示。
Then brothers and sisters, then we will have his commandment.
得着主的教导 instruction. 得着他的教导。
We will have his teaching.
他就一再的训练我们。
Then he will continuously train us.
我们在肉身中有这样经验。
In our flesh, we have these experiences.
一个好学生呢，老师就愿意多花时间给他。
A good student, the teacher is willing to spend more time with.
如果那个学生很聪明呢，不肯学，老师就让照着他的兴趣让他自己做。
If the student is very smart but he's not willing to learn, then the teacher will just let him go according to his own interest.
这就是圣灵在我们身上管制。
And that is the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们讲到，我们需要把自己交给他。
Therefore, we say we have to be able to hand ourselves to him.
有人告诉我们说，圣灵的管制啊，是人在神面前最直接、也最容易、最大的得恩典的方式。
Someone said that to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit is the most direct and the greatest way for us to receive blessings from the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒有很多方式可以从主那里得恩典。
There are many ways for us to receive blessings from our Lord.
我们每天读圣经，从主的话语里面得滋润。
Every day we read the scripture and from his words we can be nurtured.
我们到主面前祷告,
we pray before the Lord.
我们也能够得着恩典,
and we can also receive blessings.
我们来参加聚会,
we come to gatherings and we receive good messages.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起交通,
we have fellowship with brothers and sisters. And we can receive blessings.
我们个人在生活里面等候,
in our personal lives, we wait.
我们常常呢, 分别我们的心思来默想主自己和他的话语。
So, many times we separate our own mind and to have devotional time with our Lord.
这都叫我们能够得恩典。
And all these things can.
但是这一切得着的恩典,
but all of these blessings we receive.
都比不上我们肯摆在服在圣灵的手下学基督那个功课。
But all of these blessings cannot be compared to us submitting ourselves underneath the Lord to learn the lesson.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为当我们肯来学圣灵管制的功课的时候,
because when we are willing to learn the lessons from the disciplining of the Holy Spirit,
我们就有机会实际的去接触主,
and then we have the practical experience of encountering our Lord,
实际的去依靠主,
that in practical experience to rely on him,
实际的在生活里面呢, 好, 我们来经历主,
in practical daily experiences, we can experience
it. 让我们真正在生命里面得着,
so that we can truly receive in life.
有人讲呢, 在北美的基督徒啊, 都是头很大的,
some people say that in North America, the Christians are all big-headed.
脚很小的,
and they have small feet.
啊, 所以站起来都不稳的, 你知道重心呢,
and as we stand,
重心太高了,
The central point is too high, so we're not balanced. We encounter many brothers and sisters who come out of difficult situations. Every time I hear their fellowship, my heart desires.
我说主啊,
and I say, Lord,
他们可能不会讲我们讲的道,
perhaps they cannot preach as we preach.
但是他们有的,
but what they have is so much better than what I have.
接受圣灵的管制,
to receive the disciplining, to accept the disciplining of the Holy Spirit,
就好像一个学生,
is like a student.
学了理论以后呢, 进到实验室,
it is as a, after he learned the theory, he enters the lab.
或者一个学生学了理论以后,
or as a student after he learned the theory,
被送到去实习,
and he's been sent into internship.
好, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们需要这一方面的经历。
Brothers and sisters, we need this kind of experience.
如果一个基督徒啊, 缺少了这一方面的学习,
if a Christian lacks this kind of learning,
我们属灵的路就走得不直,
then our spiritual path is not straight.
我们属灵的生命, 就会停顿,
then our spiritual life would stop.
甚至我们在神的手中, 不会有真正属灵的功用,
and to a point that we cannot truly be used in the Lord's hand.
这个功用就是我们的果子能够永远长存,
and that usage is that our fruits can be remained.
为什么会缺少这个呢?
Why is it that we lack this?
不是圣灵不管教我们,
it is not the Holy Spirit is not disciplining.
问题在我们献不献自己,
that is whether or not we offer ourselves.
一个人肯把自己交在主的手中,
someone who is willing to hand himself into the hands of God.
那么碰见环境的时候,
and when he encounters circumstances,
我们就不是仅仅看见外面的环境,
that we not only see what is outside,
我们能够从这些环境背后看见主的手,
then from behind the scenes we can see the hands of God.
在这个环境的背后, 我们认识圣灵,
that behind these circumstances we get to know the Holy Spirit.
我们就服下来,
then we submit ourselves.
我们知道一个人不服,
we know that if someone who does not submit,
我们就会抗拒环境,
then we will fight against the environment.
这是比较刚劲的人,
and these are people who are very stubborn.
如果不抗拒环境呢, 我们就躲避环境,
and people, for those who don't fight against it, they avoid it.
这是比较聪明的人,
and those are the smarter ones.
我想今天很多基督徒是比较聪明的人,
I think today the Christians are the smarter ones.
我们常常呢, 主要我们这样走, 我们绕个弯,
and many times the Lord wants us to walk this way and we just go around it.
我们还有 plan B, 还有 plan C.
We have plan B and we have plan C.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们, 我们有的时候呢, 躲也躲不掉,
brothers and sisters, many times we cannot hide.
好, 我们就跟主讲理由,
And then we start to rationalize with the word. And we rationalize with others.
我们也常常埋怨,
and we complain. All of these are not being submissive. I myself is often like this. One time I was discussing a service with a coworker. And I was speaking.
哎呀,这个人也不好, 那个,
and this person is no good, and that thing is no good.
我们这个弟兄听听听,
and our brother was listening.
他笑眯眯地跟我讲,
and then he was smiling and
他说,
told me. And he said, be careful, the Lord will do to you according to your words.
你知道,
you know, the Lord hears all of our words.
啊, 我们在那里抱怨,
as we're complaining, just like the 10 out of the 12 spies of Israel. And they said that is truly the land flowing with milk and honey.
只是我们不能进去,
but we cannot enter.
为什么呢? 因为那里居民呢, 都是伟人, 都是巨人,
because the residents there are giants.
他们的城墙高大,
their city walls are tall.
我们站在他们面前像蚱蜢一样,
as we stand before them, we're like the ants on the ground.
神就照他们的话, 成全他们,
and the Lord God fulfilled their words according to them.
他们一个人, 并且相信他们话的人, 没有一个进到那个迦南美地,
all 10 of them and all those who believe their words, none of them entered into the land of Canaan.
我们要服下来,
we must submit.
服下来的时候, 我们就看见这背后有主的祝福,
as we submit ourselves, then we see there's blessing.
万事都互相效力,
and all things work together for good.
我们什么时候背十字架呢?
When do we carry the cross?
每一件事,
on everything.
什么时候背呢?
And when do we carry
天天背,
it? We carry it daily.
这是主告诉我们,
that's what the Lord has told
us.
Every day we can learn lessons.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, the Lord truly loves us. Our Heavenly Father has already set the purpose.
定下了旨意,
he has already predestined.
你想会不会将来结束的时候这个旨意没有成全呢?
He has predestined his will. Do you think that at the end his will not be fulfilled?
人的工作有时候会这样,
sometimes the work of men are like that.
做到一半呢就流产了,
and at halfway through you give up.
但是神的工作永远不会失败,
but the work of the Lord will never fail.
他在你身上不能做, 他会找到别人做,
if he cannot do it on you, he will find someone else to do
it. 在我们中间不能做, 他可以在别人中间做,
if he cannot do it among us, he will do it among another group.
他是一直往前去的,
but our Lord continues forward.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们服下来,
as we submit ourselves,
啊, 就叫我们得着益处,
and then we will receive benefits,
学到功课,
to be able to learn lessons.
啊, 不要觉得我们要信主很多年才开始学功课,
don't think that you have to start learning lessons after many years.
我们一蒙恩得救,
as soon as we're saved by grace,
这功课就开始了,
then the lessons begin.
我认识一位, 年纪大的弟兄,
I know an elderly brother.
他在国内呢, 是一个大学的教授,
in, back in China, he's a university professor.
因为呢, 他这个出身很好,
because he was born into a very good family.
为人又正直,
and he's a very honest person.
啊, 这个学术又做得好,
and he's very well educated.
所以他什么都不怕,
so he's fearless.
他在他工作单位, 人都叫他是辣椒脾气,
and others said his coworkers would, his colleagues would call him that he has a temper like pepper.
啊, 他办什么事,
very hot temper.
别人都怕他,
whatever he does, others would be afraid.
那么他在国内呢, 他的儿子大学毕业了,
and so in China, his son graduated from university.
娶了媳妇呢, 就一起出国读书,
and after he got married, he came to America to study.
这个儿子媳妇在国内还住了一段时间, 跟他们父母亲同住,
and the son and the daughter-in-law lived together with the parents for a while in China.
儿子媳妇都很孝敬爸爸妈妈, 媳妇特别对公公啊, 很敬重,
and the children are very obedient towards the parents, and the daughter-in-law is very respectful to the father-in-law.
后来他们儿女到北美来读书,
and then the children came to North America to study.
啊, 有了孩子,
and they had their own children.
就请公公婆婆来帮他们照顾,
and they asked the grandparents to come to help.
这个媳妇还是很尊敬这个公公,
and this daughter-in-law is still very respectful to the father-in-law.
但他有空的时候来聚会, 他听见福音信了主,
and when he had free time, he would come to listen to gospel, and he believed in the Lord.
真是很奇妙,
very amazing.
他信完主以后, 他媳妇就变了,
after he believed in the Lord, his daughter-in-law changed.
媳妇就不把他放在眼里了。And
the daughter-in-law no longer looks up to the daughter-in-law no longer treats him with respect.
跟他讲话就像平辈了。And
because she said you're a Christian.
不再叫公公了。And
she would talk to him as a peer, no longer calling him father-in-law.
回到家有什么不称他的心就发脾气，都到了他身上。
And when she goes home, if anything is not right, she would throw a tantrum.
这个弟兄苦死了。And
this brother was very bitter.
所以碰见他的时候，他告诉我说，他说我是自费留美。And
he said, I came to America on my own call, at my own expense.
他说我到我儿子媳妇家还要交伙食费的。He
said, as I live with my son and my daughter-in-law, I still have to pay for my own expenses.
现在出门呢，他们买菜，我在后面跟班提这个。
And as they go grocery shopping, I carry the grocery bags for them.
一回家卷起袖子就揉面做馒头。
As soon as I get home, I roll up my sleeves and start to make food.
那么媳妇还说，他如果稍微做动作慢了或者生气了，他说你基督徒还发脾气啊。
And if the father-in-law loses his temper, the daughter-in-law would say, "How can you lose your temper? You're a Christian."
所以他最喜欢聚会。
So he very much likes to come together.
他到主面前了，就不用受这些气了。He
said, "I no longer have to take any of this if I come before the Lord."
每次要回家，心里就很作难。And
every time he has to go home, his heart would be troubled.
哎呀，他到主面前去祷告，主怎么办呢？He
went to pray before the Lord to say, "Lord, what shall I do?"
刚好有弟兄讲，这是圣灵的管制。And
then the brother was having fellowship on the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
他刚蒙恩得救，还听不见圣灵的声音，还不知道，还不会分辨。
He had just been saved and he still couldn't listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, could not discern.
所以他就找侍奉的弟兄们的交通了，这该怎么办？
So he went to look for the co-workers to ask them what should he do.
弟兄听了也皱着眉头想半天。And
the brothers who heard this all frowned and thought for a long time.
他们在一起祷告，后来弟兄跟他讲，他说如果你向一个还不信主的朋友传福音，你会不会忍耐呢？
And after they prayed, the brother said to him, "If you are preaching the gospel to an unbeliever, would you endure?"
如果他这样要求你一点，你会不会为着他灵魂的缘故服侍他呢？
If she has these requirements, then for the sake of her soul, would you serve her?
哎呀，他一听了，他说有了，高兴。
and he said right, and he was so happy.
啊，他说对，我的媳妇就是福音朋友。
He said, "That's right. My daughter-in-law is the seeker, is the unbeliever."
所以他那一天回到家，欢欢喜喜的为他包饺子。And
then that day he went home and he was joyfully making dumplings.
包完了还有力气啊，又拿起水桶来把地给擦了一遍。And
after he made the dumplings, he still had energy, so he sweeped the floor.
弟兄姊妹，从我们一得救开始。Brothers
and sisters, from the moment of our salvation,
圣灵他就来教养我。
The Holy Spirit begins to teach us.
他爱我们,
he loves us.
他照着神父神心中纯正的意念来对待我们。
He treats us according to the pure thoughts of the Father.
并且他安排环境的时候，他的手是那样的巧妙。
And as he arranges the environment for us, his hand is so delicate.
是恰到好处的。
It is perfectly right.
刚刚好可以摸到你浑身命里面最麻烦的那个部分。
It perfectly touches upon the one part of your soul that is troubling you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们千万不要被为别人制造功课。Brothers
and sisters, let us not create work for others.
我们相信我们的主。We
trust our Lord.
啊，今天在教会生活的里面。
Today in church life.
我们实在需要学这个功课。We
truly need to learn this lesson.
啊，圣灵是照着神的目的来安排。The
Holy Spirit arranges according to the purpose of God.
来管制。
Like to come to discipline, to arrange.
并且圣灵的管制啊，不会因着外面属灵的环境而缺少的。
And the disciplining of the Holy Spirit would not be lacking because of the outside environment.
有时候我们被主带到一个地方呢，实在没有好的属灵环境。
Sometimes we're led to a place by the Lord that is truly not a good spiritual place.
我们想要寻找交通的人都找不到。We
cannot find anyone to have fellowship with.
我们盼望能够得着一点好的属灵供应，没有。We
hope for spiritual provisions, but we have none.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有时候因着这样的环境，更有圣灵的 管制。
And, but sometimes because of these environment, we have even more of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
更有圣灵的美意。
It has even more the beautiful will of the Holy Spirit.
我们读诗篇42篇。
As we read Psalm 42,
we
very much like those words.
有一首英文诗歌就用那42篇第一节的话写的。
There is a hymn that is written based on Psalm 42, the first part.
他说, 我的神啊, 我的心渴慕你, 如同鹿渴慕溪水。
It says that my soul longs after you, Lord, as the deer pants for the water brook.
你知道那个作诗的人就是在一个极其恶劣的属灵环境的里面。
You know, the author of the psalm was in an extremely difficult spiritual environment.
他没有同伴。
He had no companion. He was thinking about the house of the Lord that is far, far away, but he cannot return. But this environment brought him before the Lord. And he wrote such a beautiful psalm. So that each one of us who love the Lord today is touched by it.
弟兄姊妹们, 圣灵管制所带来的果效, 也是存到永远的。
Brothers and sisters, the result of the disciplining of the Holy Spirit remains eternally. It is not replaceable.
圣灵管制呢, 在我们的身上, 是一生之久的。
And the disciplining of the Holy Spirit on us lasts throughout our life.
像我们弟兄今天早上告诉我们,
As our brother told us this morning,
使徒保罗在他外面的工作, 到了顶点的时候,
Apostle Paul, when his outside work reached its pinnacle,
圣灵仍然在管制他,
the Holy Spirit continued to discipline him.
到他最后要上断头台之前, 他在那个地牢里面, 圣灵还是在那里教导他。
And even before he was about to be executed in the dungeon, the Holy Spirit continued to teach him.
保罗在写腓立比书的时候, 他说, 弟兄姊妹, 我不是以为我得着了。
Paul, when he was writing Philippians, he said, Brothers and sisters, it is not that I have already attained. He can only say, I have learned. But there are still more to obtain. Because my Lord is so great. Because my Lord is too rich. I have to continue to push forward.
求主开我们的眼睛,
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord open our eyes.
啊, 圣灵在我们身上来管制我们,
to let the Holy Spirit discipline us.
我们接受他的管教,
and we receive its disciplining.
这就是实行的十字架,
and that is to practice the cross.
他带领我们来学基督, 来得着基督,
it leads us to learn Christ, to obtain Christ.
它是一个过程,
it is a process.
使我们的魂生命, 被对付,
so that our soul can be dealt with.
被对付的一种的表现是什么呢?
What is a manifestation of a soul that is dealt with?
开始认识自己,
we begin to understand ourselves.
开始 start to see ourselves.
We begin to see ourselves.
啊, 认识自己的本相,
we begin to see our own image.
常常是借着一再的错误和失败,
it is often through many mistakes.
所以有人讲保罗最后一次去耶路撒冷是谁对谁错呢?
So people say when the last time Paul went to Jerusalem, so who was right and who was wrong?
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 是圣灵的安排。
Brothers and sisters, it was the arrangement of the Holy Spirit.
保罗进圣殿, 可能是他不够绝对。
Perhaps when Paul was entering into the Holy Temple, it was because he was not determined enough.
但是圣灵没有错。
But the Holy Spirit was not wrong.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 让我们认识自己, 我们才从自己中间被拯救出来。
Brothers and sisters, let us see ourselves so we can be saved from ourselves.
看见我这个己, 从里到外, 都是属土的。
To see that the self from inside out, it all belongs to this world.
从里到外, 都被地, 都是地的性质。
From inside out, it is all the nature of the earth.
我们的思想是高大的。
Our mind is arrogant.
我们都要征服什么,
we all want to conquer, we all want to obtain.
我们的思想是骄傲的,
our thoughts are arrogant.
我们的情感是自私的,
and our emotions are selfish.
我们的意志是独立的,
our will are independent.
我们一再的失败,
we continuously fail.
我们被打倒了,
we are struck down.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们开始再也不敢 信任自己的肉体。
Brothers and sisters, and then we no longer trust our own flesh.
这是圣灵所要在我们身上做的工作。
That is the work the Holy Spirit wants to do on us.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的难处啊，学十架功课的时候。
The difficulty we encounter when we learn the cross.
我们开头的时候也献了。
And that is at the beginning we believe.
We offered.
Or we offered.
Present ourselves.
We presented ourselves.
我们也服了。
And we submitted.
但走到一半呢，把自己救回来了。
And then halfway through we take it back.
我们呢，太累了。
We're too tired.
所以主耶稣讲说，人若救自己生命，你还是丧失了。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said, if you save your own life, you will lose it.
我们呢，把自己放在祭坛上，过不久人就下来了。
We offered ourselves onto the altar, but then not long after we come back down.
弟兄姊妹，我是讲我自己。
Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about myself.
多少年日机会就错过了。
How many years and how many opportunities are missed?
我们有的时候在主面前呢，跟主说：“主啊，这件事求你原谅，我什么都答应，这把自己救回来了。”
And many times we go before the Lord and we say, Lord, please forgive us this once. Many things we will agree and then we take ourselves back.
我们学这个功课，我们要能够不救自己，就是我完全相信我的主。
As we learn this lesson, we have to learn not to save ourselves, to completely trust our Lord.
因为他知道那个结果是什么。
Because he knows what the outcome is.
所以他才安排这个环境。
And that is why he arranged that environment.
还这样带这条路。
And that is why he was guiding that path.
我们在学十架功课的时候。
As we learn the lessons of the cross.
我们不能失去眼睛看见我们的主。
We have to focus on our Lord.
如果我们失去了主在我们的眼前。
If we lost the Lord before us,
那是非常痛苦的。
Then that is very sad.
那也非常叫我们用自己的力量，我们过不去的。
And that is something we cannot overcome by our own strength.
我们要靠神的恩典。
We have to rely on God's grace.
是学功课有时候会有眼泪。
That's right. Many times as we learn the lesson, there may be tears.
会有叹息。
There may be sighing.
会有困惑。
There may be doubts.
会有懊悔。
There may be regrets.
弟兄姊妹们，但是那些爱主的人说，不过几滴眼泪。
But those who love the Lord would say, but it's just a few tears.
我们这一生就到主面前去了。
And then our life is before the Lord.
学十架功课带来的结果。
The result of learning the lessons of the cross.
叫我们这个人成为一个平衡的人。
It makes us a balanced person.
所以在先知以赛亚的交通的里面
In the fellowship of prophet Isaiah
第三十章
In chapter 30
他讲我要以艰难给你当饼
It said that I will give you hardship as your bread
困苦给你当水
And I will give you hardships as your water
但是你经过这些的时候你的教师就不再向你隐藏
But after all of this your teacher will no longer hide from you
你或向左或向右在你后面有一个声音告诉你说这是正路你要走在其中
There is a voice behind you to go left or right to show you the right way
今天我们看见在神儿女们中间或者在教会的里面
Today we see among children of God or in church
无论是个人或团体
Whether it's individual or corporate
我们常常的要不然在左边要不然在右边
We can be on the left hand side or the right hand side
告诉我们说我们不平衡
It tells us that we're not balanced.
我们容易走极端。
We can easily walk to the extreme.
是什么原因呢
？Why?
因为我们没有学十架功课。
Because we have not learned the lessons of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要这样的学习。
Brothers and sisters, we need this kind of learning.
有的人呢，很能服侍人，但他不能接受别人的服侍。
Some people, they can very much serve others, but they cannot accept service from others.
只能你听他讲道，但他不能听你讲话。
It can only be that you listen to him preaching, but he cannot listen to others to speak.
也有人呢，他只要别人服侍，从来不服侍别人。
And some other people, they only receive service from others, they will never serve others.
弟兄姊妹，这是因为我们缺少圣灵的管制。
Brothers and sisters, that is because we lack the disciplining of the Holy Spirit.
我们学十架功课也叫我们知足。
To learn the lessons of the cross is also to teach us to be content.
这个英文叫做 to be satisfied in yourself.
In
myself.
In English, it's called to be satisfied in oneself.
主，你让我，你把我做成这个样子，我感谢你，是这样子。
Lord, you have made me this way. Thank you.
我不做别人,
I will be no one else.
啊, 知足,
to be content, 自在, to be satisfied.
啊, 在任何的环境里面, 他很自在,
to be satisfied with oneself.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是十字架在保罗身上所做成的,
Brothers and sisters, this is what the cross has accomplished on Paul.
一个学十字架功课的人, 他是一个完全依靠神的人。
One who's learning the lessons of the cross is someone who completely relies on the cross.
这个时候他里面灵魂体的次序就对了。
And at that moment, the body, the soul, and the spirit, the order is correct.
他的灵回到了神要他所在的地位。
And the spirit returns to the place where the Lord wants it to be.
所以保罗说, 我靠着那加给我力量的, 凡事我都能行。
And therefore, Paul says, by the one who gives me strength, I can do all things.
啊, 他在主的面前又成为一个医治, 里外合一的一个人。
And before the Lord, he becomes a uniform person,
最后,
a consistent person.
啊, consistent, 啊, 另外呢, 我们看见一个学十字架功课的结果。
And then the other result we see from learning the lessons of the cross.
我们这个人不断地被扩大。
That our we as a person continuously to be enlarged.
啊, 我们呢,这个人有深度,
we have depth.
啊, 我们呢,这个人刚强,
we're strengthened.
啊, 该用力的地方有力气,
that when we're supposed to, where we're supposed to use our strength,
we're strengthened.
And where we're supposed to be meek, we're
meek.
We become a useful instrument.
能够让基督
So that Christ can be flown out of us. May the Lord bless His own words.
让我们一生呢,
so that our entire life we can be submitted under His mighty hand. So that Christ can be lived out of us. And can be flown out of church. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise.
你爱我们,
you love us.
不仅救我们,
not only have you saved us,
并且你今天借着圣灵住在我们里面,
and today, through the Holy Spirit, you live within us.
也住在教会中,
and you live within the church.
你把我们交在圣灵的手中,
you have handed us to the Holy Spirit.
让他来教育我们,
for it to teach us,
来训练我们,
to train us,
来管教我们,
to discipline us,
好叫我们在十字架的路上与你有交通,
so that on the path to the cross we can have fellowship with you.
亲爱的主,为着这个恩典, 我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, for this grace we thank you.
主啊, 我们也恳求你,
and we also beseech you,
帮助我们每一个属你的儿女,
help us, each child of yours,
都甘心乐意地把自己交在你的手中,
that we willingly hand ourselves to you,
并且我们愿意服在我们父神大能的手下,
and that we are willing to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of our Heavenly Father,
好叫你的工作能够做成在我们的身上,
so that your work can be fulfilled on us,
叫父的心得着喜悦和满足,
so that the Father's heart can be pleased and satisfied.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
thank you for listening to our prayers,
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名,
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.